This clearly could be the most singularly important breakthrough in cardiovascular research and therapy since the advent of angioplasty. Every 20 years, something amazing comes along that really is landmark. And when you think of the fact that there are 22 million people currently dying of congestive heart failure worldwide, 5 million, incidentally, in the United States, I wondered what hope there might be out there in the medical profession. What was there on the horizon that could bring some hope to these individuals and their families? Currently, it is a real death sentence. And I believe I found that in that the answer for that in stem cells taken from your own body, processed, and then injected into the myocardium, the area of the heart that has been damaged from previous heart attack. We've always known, medical science certainly, that any time a heart receives a heart attack, that area, that region of the heart, becomes dead heart tissue. It could never before be rejuvenated or repaired. Many organs in the body can repair themselves. The heart is not one that can. However, it was discovered in a paper written by Dr. Doris Taylor, who is the director of cardiovascular cell therapy for Minnesota Heart Institute, University of Minnesota, pardon me. And she had found among animals that they were able to take stem cells from the muscles, the leg muscles, and process them and put them into the heart, and the heart actually renewed.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, tell me, and we're going to talk about heart disease throughout this hour, but in this specific case, the stem cells, how do the stem cells start repairing, let's say, the damaged portion of the heart?
There are two ways and two different types of cells are being used. One is bone marrow cells that are taken and processed and multiplied in vitro until they reach 100 million cells, 200, 300, and now in the second and third phases of some of the trials, they're going into 600 million cells. These cells then are taken intracoronarily and up to the femoral artery, very similar to how you would do an angioplasty.
Mm-hmm.
They're injected into the area of infarct, and within 3 days, these cells, your own cells, begin to align parallel to the existing cells. These patients, George, and there's many of them in the book, some have had 4 and 5 heart attacks. These patients are taken from a no-option status in which they are told there is nothing more we can do medically for you. Everything that could be done has been done. Your ejection fraction, which is the measurement of cardiac output and functionality, drops into an area that is on its way out. And these same patients, having these cells injected into that area of infarct, within 6 to 8 weeks are walking a mile a day. Now, this is really amazing. It's not hocus-pocus. It's not voodoo science. It is for real. These are FDA trials that I have been following and working with the directors of these trials from the Columbia University, from Johns Hopkins University Medical School, from University of Minnesota, from Minneapolis Heart Institute, Arizona Heart Institute, and certainly the Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh.
Most of these people who have had heart attacks or damaged hearts probably have had clogged arteries, calcification, plaque. What happens there? Does that go away too?
No, but the heart that is enlarged returns to its normal size. There are many reasons for congestive heart failure besides cardiovascular disease as such. Hypertension, uncontrolled hypertension, can destroy the heart. Certain infections that you might have as a child, like rheumatic or scarlet fever or endocarditis, can lead to congestive heart failure. But what you're talking about is cardiomyopathy.
Yes.
There is ischemic cardiomyopathy, and then there's something called idiopathic cardiomyopathy, in which they do not realize what actually caused it. And these trials that have been going on are actually ischemic cardiomyopathy that has come from atherosclerosis.
Christian, why do the stem cells seem to work on the heart? Why do they seem to repair it? Why can't the heart merely start repairing itself immediately after it has had its attack?
That's a good question. The heart does not have that capability, as certain organs do. They found that the heart muscle is very similar to the bicep to the calf muscle and certainly the thigh muscle. So they take the stem cells from the thigh muscle, prepare them, and then inject them, as we just earlier discussed. And these cells are accepted by the heart. They align parallel. There are pictures in that book there. You might have them in front of you.
I have it right in front of me.
Page 147. I mean, this is terrible to talk about it this way. If this was a visual media, we could do
it.
But
paint pictures for us.
Well, you see those beautiful color PET scans before and after of the patients, which I lace throughout the book. The patient stories, there's about 12 patients who I take from the very beginning of their very first symptom of having a heart attack, on through the second heart attack, on through their pacemakers and defibrillators and all of the frustration. And anybody out there who knows somebody who's had a heart attack, or they themselves have had a heart attack, family members, know what this is all about. It's a painful journey. And these same individuals are able to have complete recovery, and they are encouraged and eager to tell their stories.